This encore program for Fire on the Earth was chosen based on the request from many listeners.
Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and here we are, brothers and sisters. The long journey of Lent brought us to this week, Holy Week, this most precious, most powerful week of the church year, when we really go right to the heart of the mission of our Lord Jesus Christ and what he's actually accomplished for us. And I thought today I'd begin with a passage from Ephesians chapter 2, which lets us see, it's just a beautiful, beautiful section of Ephesians in which Paul puts his finger on the very essence of the problem that Jesus has come to solve and what he has done for us. And so that would be a good way to just enter into the whole drama of this week. And I hope and pray that for each and every one of us, this week could be different than any other week of the church year. I know things are very busy, work, school, life, all of that. If we could lean in together as a church, I just pray the whole church worldwide is going to be doing this, but to do it from the heart, to be able to lay hold of the depth of the drama, the battle, the warfare, the reality of what Jesus has accomplished for us. And the moments we'll see as the week goes on, where at one point, other than John and Our Lady, and in some moments, Jesus standing all by himself, and so much gets revealed in this week about the condition of the human heart, and the culmination of Jesus's diagnosis of the human condition, the spiritual combat, the condition of the human heart, and what's needed, what's the antidote, what's needed. And today I want to begin with just the reality of the nature of the war, of the battle that Jesus entered into. This is mortal combat. This is the biggest thing that's ever happened. I mean, nothing in human history even comes close to this. This is the actual assessment and engagement and victory over the reality of the powers of the world, the flesh, and the devil. There's other religions in the world that the church respects. They have some of them, as the church will say in various documents, have certain glimmers of light that those religions are man's attempt to sort of reach up to God, man's attempt to try to understand the condition. But Christianity, the gospel, the Judeo-Christian revelation, is God reaching to us and communicating to us, first through the people of Israel, but then fundamentally in the fullness of time through his beloved Son, the second person of the Trinity, the eternally begotten Son of God, the Logos, the Word. And Jesus is the one that has drawn back the veil. And we don't just get partial pictures of it that maybe some other religions do have some understanding of what's going on in the world, but this is the full picture. This is the reality. And it's not a myth in the sense of kind of a grand story that's kind of made up that gives us some sense of truth and the story of humanity. This is the actual historic reality of the battle between the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light, and the battle that Jesus won for us. And so some of the mystery of that battle I hope to unfold in this week. So let's start with a simple prayer maybe and ask the Lord, Lord, we thank you for this most amazing, shocking, profound, staggeringly important week when we as your people enter into the story of your victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil. And what gets birthed in you through this extraordinary sacrifice, what gets birthed in and through you is a new creation. And we give you thanks. Lord, enlighten our minds and hearts this week. Help us to enter into this great, great drama. Ephesians chapter 2, the first five words of the first verse, and you he made alive. That's a summary of the end result of everything that's happening this week. And you, meaning you and me, not just to the community that Paul is writing to, but each and every one of us. and you he made alive, and he, who's the he? We know who is the he. Jesus made us alive. When you were dead through the trespasses and sins in which you once walked. The term walk or walked in the New Testament often refers to like a way of life. You know, Jesus said, if you want to come after me, it's another way of talking about walking after the Lord, his life, imitating him, becoming his disciple, denying ourselves and giving our entire lives to him. We follow him. And so we used to walk in a different way. And what's Paul is telling us here, when you were dead through your trespasses and sins. So here's the fundamental Christian anthropology. What is the human condition apart from God? Dead in our sins. That's it. That's how we were born into this world. Paul touches on it right away. He says, you were made alive because you were once dead, and you once, the death that you were under, the dominion that you were under, was a whole way of life, and you walked in it. You were under sin. You couldn't escape it. He said, how? So he begins, breaks it down with the fundamental Christian understanding that what are the battlefronts, what are the realities, the spiritual realities, the world, the flesh, the devil. So he says, in which you once walked, following the course of this world, the course of this world. So the world here is talking about the fallen dimension of God's good creation that's under sin and rebellion, rebelling against God, a system, a whole way, a culture of resistance to God that we know. Every single day we see it. We get numb to it. We don't pay too much attention to it. We understand, there's troubles throughout history, but you can see the will of man, the will of the enemy. You see the lies and the culture of death that we've talked about at different times present in the world amidst the good that's there. So you were following the course of this world. So there's a pattern of this world that the Christian is called out of. Jesus said, be in this world, but not of the world, not a child of this world, not walking in the ways of this world, not under the dominion of the powers of this world. So following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air. It's talking about, obviously, about Satan and his dominions, the spiritual battle, the fundamental enemy. What's going on, the drama this week is our walking together, remembering, praying, receiving, sharing, and again, living through the sacramental, the liturgies of this week, the readings and the rest. We understand this is the moment when Jesus goes mano a mano. He goes face to face against Satan, whose strategy is he tried to deceive him. He tried to seduce him in the desert to get him to give in some way. And at one point saying, you know, I'll give you everything in this world if you bow down and worship me. And Jesus entered the battle. And now here's where it culminates. We followed the prince of the power of the air. He came to break the chains of the world that have us gripped in our mind and heart in the world system that we can be sucked into and live under in order to be accepted and to be a part of it. And the prince of the power of the air, you know, the evil one who prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour, including you and me. The world was under the dominion of the devil. And then thirdly, you know, the spirit that is now at work in us and the sons of disobedience. He said, among these, we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, following the desires of body and mind. And so we were by nature children of wrath like the rest of mankind. Among these, we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, the world, the flesh, and the devil. This is the part of us, talked about it many times on the program, but it's something we need to get into. It's part of having a renewed mind to be able to grasp these realities and understand this about ourselves, the fallen dimension, and it goes right to the core of the human person. I mean, the human heart, the fallen human heart is the seed of this work of the flesh. And the flesh is resistance, personal resistance to the will of God. Not your will be done, God, but my will be done. Resistance to God's plan. We don't trust God. We cling to everything. We become the masters of our life. We're the ones, we have absolute trust for our own heart. Like, this is one of the things that I see so much in our own culture today, as the culture drifts away further and further from Judeo-Christian worldview. More and more people are falling into the deception. Like, first of all, my heart is wonderful and pure. And anything that I see in my heart that I really see as authentic and a real expression of who I am, no matter what it is, it's ultimately good. Because to the degree that there's some kind of evil or badness at work in me, it's coming from outside of me. It's coming from someone else. It's not me. And I can trust whatever my heart feels. So being true to my heart are the feelings that are in my heart, and I am my feelings, that kind of thing. It's one of the deceptions that's there. You can't know yourself until you accept the diagnosis that Jesus gave about the sin-sick condition of the human heart. And he's coming to give us a new heart. What heart? His heart. Through the grace and power of the Holy Spirit, by making it possible for us to become children of God and have within us his own love for the Father, his own love for the commandments of the Father, his own love for neighbor, and the right ordering of love of self that's in Jesus. We were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. And what does that mean? It means that we were under the judgment of God, the whole human race. Why? Because we were born into sin. We came into agreement with sin and resist the will of God. I'll talk later this week, the beautiful way, we'll take one show to just talk about the amazing way in which Jesus turned the tables on all this, and what he revealed most deeply about the human heart, and what he revealed to us about the way to life. But then verse 4, the good news, right? So that it's really important to get the bad news in order to appreciate the level of the good news. It's not a good idea, although it's understandable. And it's the habit, I think, of a lot of us in the church to say, I just don't want to think about any bad news. There's enough bad news in the world. But really laying hold of the honest definition or description or the honest condition of the human heart, apart from the grace of God, is really, really important. Otherwise, this week doesn't make any sense. Why did Jesus, why the level of the drama, why the battle all the way down, to give his whole life, to be crucified, to shed his blood? It explains it all, and we'll talk about it more this week. But Paul gives us these beautiful verses now. He said, but God, that was our condition, but God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, he made us alive together with Christ and raised us up with him and made us to sit in heavenly places with him in Christ, that in the coming ages, he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness toward us. The God, we were subject to his wrath, and what does he want to show us? The immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. Jesus is the living reality of the immeasurable grace of God. And it is being revealed, and we're going to walk with it this week, friends. The immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness and his mercy, his great mercy that he reveals to us in his beloved Son. And he calls each and every one of us to go a step deeper again, or maybe for the first time, to receive that grace, to receive that mercy, to confess our sins and allow Jesus Christ to save us. Wow, what a week. Hope you can tune in tomorrow. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future, and it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.